बाबा कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस आचार्य अष्टोदश कृष्ण गोपाल मूर्ति अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। So we welcome everyone for today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. So this is the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 4, text 8. The chapter is entitled as The Characteristics of Rishabhdev. So the sloka is very long, we are unable to pronounce it properly. So we directly read the word to word and translation and purport. Ataha, thereupon. Ha, indeed. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishabhadevaha, Rishabhdev. Swa, he is own. Varsham, kingdom. Karmashitram, the field of activities. Anumaya Navaha, accepting as. Paradarshita, shown as example. Guru Kala Vasha, lived at the Gurukul. Labdha, having achieved. Varshi, Varahi, gifts. Guru Bhi, by the spiritual master. Anujatah, being ordered. Griha Medinam, of the householders. Dharman, duties. Anu Ikshita Manah, teaching by example. Jayantam, in his wife. Jayanti. Indra Dattyam, offered by Lord Indra. Upalakshanam, of both types. Karma, activities. Samanyam, Samayanittam, mentioned in the scripture. Abhiyujam, performing. Atmagyanam, సన్స్ ఆత్మ సమానం, ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్, సతం 100, జనాయాం ఆస్ బడ్జెట్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ఆఫ్టర్ నాభి మహారాజ్ డిపార్టెడ్ ఫర్ బద్రికాశ్రమ్, ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ రిషబ్ దేవ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ దట్ హిస్ కింగ్డమ్ వాజ్ హీస్ ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్. హీ దేర్ ఫోర్ షోడ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అండ్ థాట్ ద డ్యూటీస్ ఆఫ్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్ బై ఫస్ట్ యాక్సెప్టింగ్ బ్రహ్మచార్య అండర్ ద డైరెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్స్. హీ ఆల్సో వెంట్ టు లివ్ యాట్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్స్ ప్లేస్ గురుకుల. ఆఫ్టర్ హిజ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ వాజ్ ఫినిష్, హీ గేవ్ గిఫ్ట్ గురు దక్షిణ టు హిస్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్స్ అండ్ దెన్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్. హీ టుక్ అ వైఫ్ నేమ్ జయంతి అండ్ బొగ విజిట్ 100 సన్స్ హూ వేర్ యాజ్ పవర్ఫుల్ అండ్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ యాజ్ హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. హిజ్ వైఫ్ జయంతి హ్యాడ్ బీన్ ఆఫర్ టు హిమ్ బై ఇంద్ర, ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ హెవెన్. రిషభదేవ్ అండ్ జయంతి పర్ఫార్మ్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్ లైఫ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపులరీ వే, క్యారింగ్ అవుట్ ద రిచువలిస్టిక్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్డర్డ్ బై శృతి అండ్ స్మృతి శాస్త్ర. పర్పర్ బీయింగ్ అన్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, రిషభదేవ్ హ్యాడ్ నథింగ్ టు డూ విత్ మెటరల్ అఫేర్స్ యాజ్ స్టేటెడ్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత. పరిత్రాణాయం సాధున వినాశాయం చ దుష్కృతం. The purpose of the incarnation is to liberate his devotee and to stop the demonic activities of non-devotees. These are the two functions of the Supreme Lord when he incarnates. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that in order to preach, one must live a practical life and show the people how to do things. Apani achari bhakti shikaimu sabare. One cannot teach others unless he behave in the same way himself. Rishabhdev was an ideal king. He took his education in Gurukula, although he was already educated, because the Supreme Lord is omniscient. Although Rishabhdev had nothing to learn from the Gurukula, he went to there just to teach to the people in general how to take an education from right source, from Vedic teacher. He then enter householder life and live according to the principle of Vedic knowledge. Shruti and Smriti. In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami quoting the Skanda Purana said, Smriti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrika Vidhin Vina Ahituki Harer Bhakti Utpatahe Ekantika Harer Bhakti Utpatahe Kalpate. Human society must follow the instruction received from Shruti and Smriti, the Vedic literature, practically applied in the life. This is worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to Pancharatrika Vidhi. Every human being must advance in the spiritual life and at the end return home back to Godhead. Maharaj Rishabhdev strictly follow all the principle. He remained as an ideal grihastha and taught his sons how to become a perfect in spiritual life. These are some examples of how he ruled the earth and completed his mission as an incarnation. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పద కమలం శ్రీగురు వైష్ణవాంచ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖానితం విష నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే గౌరతుషే నమః. పంచతత్వాత్మతాం కృష్ణం భక్తరూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంద రాధాకాంద నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగే రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషమానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ వెరీ నైస్ క్యాంట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ వేర్ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ Rishabhdev has been explained, the ideal example. In this purport, Prabhupada is talking about how Rishabhdev, throughout his life, has been laid an example of ideal king, ideal householder, an ideal father. And at the end, he renounced everything for the ultimate goal of life. So here Prabhupada is quoting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one cannot able to preach effectively until he himself is not a good example. Many times there are many organizations and many preachers also who are preaching but whenever the followers or the disciples came close to him or spends more time with the preacher or the leaders of that organization, they find out that there are something which is lacking. Just like there is one book distributor, when he sing alone is distributing the book distribution, by seeing the score many people believing that he is a very good devotee because he is distributing more number of books. But sometimes, someday, some of the people gone with him and they saw that after some book distribution, he is spending time in different places and with different people and behaving differently. And those people who have gone with him, they are the brahmacharis. So by seeing his other activities, they just feel little morose and then they stop going with him because that is not the good example or that is not the correct people brahmachari want to associate with. So in society, everybody has given a position of anything. He might not himself think that he is actually the person whom people will see and whom people will follow. But directly and indirectly, everybody has been given a position where he has to represent somebody or somebody is actually looking for him for some follow-up. Just like if a person living in it is born, if he accepts the ashram of Brahmacharya ashram, then many people seeing him as a sadhu and expecting the behavior of sadhu from him. If somebody became a householder, then people look of him as a father or as a husband or as a representative of a particular dynasty or particular family. If his grandfather is very nice, people accept that the grandsons and his sons should be exactly like him. If somebody behaves in a different way, then people will quote, you are the grandson of this personality, so why you are behaving like this?
If you come in this dynasty, then you have responsibility to behave in particular way. If you are just like that also, if somebody is sadhu or somebody is disciple of some spiritual master, by taking the name of that spiritual master, that he is a disciple of that spiritual master, people expect that this should be the behavior of your, like that only. Because taking any being born in like a particular dynasty comes responsibility, and taking diksha in particular sampradaya, or from taking diksha from particular spiritual masters, also comes the responsibility. Because people will, after some period of time, people will doubt that he has been not taught properly, or he is not following his spiritual master properly, or there is lacking in the spiritual master, or lacking in the dynasty, or lacking in his disciplinary or the samskara, what is received from his family. So Rishabhdev, after some period of time, he is going to teach his sons that like same, on same principle, the guru na sasya, pita na sasya, janani na sasya. He has himself in his life has been following all the things very perfectly. That's why he is giving the same instruction to his sons by quoting that verse, guru na sasya. We can speak many big philosophy, but that philosophy will only have effect if there is a particular acharan of that devotee. Just like we are discussing with some devotees, that people will be get touched by our sincerity and our caring and loving affection towards them. Very few people will be impressed by the words which we are speaking, because there are many speakers throughout the world. They can speak very elaborate and very good language that we cannot able to fathom also. To understand their 3 to 4 minutes lecture will take another hour to understand what that person. They will speak in very depth by arranging some sentences. But that is not going to change the life. Just like yesterday, we are discussing with one of the brahmacharis, that he says that in ISKCON, people don't have to give their head. People have to give their heart to the Krishna. In our moment, we have to give heart to the Krishna. If there is intellectual satisfaction, people will give that intellectual. People will get impressed by that intellectual satisfaction. But when the time comes to give the heart to the Krishna, because nobody gives their heart to anybody until they have full faith and full conviction that this is the person whom should I give my heart. So in our society, the faith will come by hearing and also the person from whom we associate with. But the same faith will be damaged by the same person if he behaves wrongly. So that is a lot of responsibility lying in the shoulder of everyone. So we'll discuss this verse, that what Rishabhdev has been quoted, guru na sasya, janani sasya, mata na sasya, pita na sasya. So we'll first take guru. Who can become a guru? A person can only become guru if he has been trained under the bona fide spiritual master. A person cannot come one day and say that I have got, sitting under this tree, I got some realization. Now I am going to start another organization and you people should follow me. No. Person has to be educated under some spiritual master, and he should come in the disciplic succession. His knowledge also should have some source. If we quote something, that means it should have been recorded either by the previous acharya or either from some scriptures. Because saying something vague and which does not have any correlations with the Lord will not going to do any benefit to any people. That is only for his conception or only his thoughts. The thought should be in accordance with the spiritual master, guru parampara, guru, sadhu and shastra. Many times people become a guru so that they can have big influence on the society. Just have to some popularity. There are many popular gurus. But if we search for their sampradayas, from which sampradaya they are coming from, we doesn't find that they are from the bona fide four sampradayas. That is lacking. Sometimes some become a guru just to have a maintenance, that they become a guru, start a center, and people comes there, do some donation, and throughout the life he doesn't have to take any responsibility or doesn't have to do any work. People will just come and his life will be maintained throughout the day. If somebody became a spiritual master for just a maintenance, then that will take care of this life only. But what is about his next life? A cheater and the people who are following him, Prabhupada says that the both will go to the hell, because he cheated on the name of religion. So he is also going to hell. And the follower who is blindly following him, they also will go to hell. Sometimes people become a spiritual master to have some power over the society, so that they can control so many people, so many organizations, so many things are there. A bona fide or a intelligent disciple or a truthful follower disciple sometimes come to know that his spiritual master is not correct or his spiritual master is not ideal. Shastra says that if his spiritual master is not following the rules and regulation, or if he have given the rules and regulation at any times, then one has to reject the spiritual master, because he has diverted his path from the path he should follow. We have example of Bali Maharaj rejecting Shukracharya. Shukracharya, when the time of come, Bali Maharaj has to surrender to Vamandeva, that time Shukracharya has given opposition that he should not surrender, that he is actually going to attend the devotion, lotus feet of the Lord. But at that time, Shukracharya thought that if Bali Maharaj surrenders to Vamandeva, then Vamandeva will take everything from the Lord, everything from the Bali Maharaj. And after that, what will happen for my maintenance? So for keeping his maintenance going on, he stopped Bali Maharaj from taking the shelter. So one disciple, one spiritual master, if he stops the disciple from accepting a shelter of Lord, then that spiritual master should be rejected. But there are some examples of Shastra also, where people accept the spiritual master not based on his external appearance or external qualification. We have an example of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is accepted as a spiritual master by Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is from the renounce order. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi is living a householder's life and with full opulence. But why Gadadhar Pandit has accepted Pundarik Vidyanidhi as a spiritual master? By seeing his love for Krishna. The criteria for accepting any person as a spiritual master, that how much the love of Krishna he has and how much that love he can transport to me, that criteria Gadadhar Pandit has accepted. So many people accept the spiritual master by seeing his external followers, how many followers he has, or what charismatic speaker he has, or what the influence he has over the society. But in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, it is always the principle that the spiritual master has been accepted by a disciple based on the qualification, how much love of Krishna he has. We have another example, Bhakti Sadhan Sarvil Thakur. He has learned, he has bi-hearted 700 slokas of Bhagavad Gita in 7 years of age. And he has Surya Siddhanta. He is very educationally very talented. But still, he accepted Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj as his spiritual master, because Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj had that much love for Krishna. So we have another example of people accepted Valmiki Muni, who is previously a hunter. And that Valmiki Muni has accepted as Acharya, who has wrote Ramayana after some period of time. So that is the consideration that one should accept a spiritual master, how much love he has for the Lord. So what is the, what we have the best example of Guru Shishya Parampara, Guru or disciple? We have example of Lord Chaitanya and Ishwarpuri. Lord Chaitanya, although the Lord, but he accepted the disciple, means accepted Ishwarpuri as his spiritual master. So why he accepted Ishwarpuri as his spiritual master? Because Ishwarpuri has so much love for Krishna. And that the criteria Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted Ishwarpuri as his spiritual master. So we have example of like a guru, and now we have the example of Shishya. Shishya should always follow the instruction of the spiritual master. And sometimes he, if the the disciple unable to follow that instruction, then sometimes like it happens that guru might like might give up that Shishya. But we have example of Bhakti Sadhana Surya Thakur. When the one of his brahmachari left him, the ashram, then Bhakti Sadhana Surya Thakur, when he has came back, he has told his disciple to find that disciple and bring his back. Sometimes Lord reject the people, but when the spiritual master actually never renounces his disciple. He always like if he is like if the disciple become pratvasta, still he cares and still he inquires about his disciple. Then the pitana sasyat, the father should able to give such education to the child that ultimately their children should become a devotee of Lord and be able to liberate at the end of his life. But many times that is not the case. Sometimes the father is not good, or sometimes the son is not good. At that time, the Shastra, the father has renounced the sons and son has renounced the father. What is the best example we have of a father? Just like a Vasudev and Shukdev Goswami. Though Shukdev Goswami wanted to immediately leave the house after his birth, still before going, Vasudev has completely taught all the Srimad Bhagavatam to Shukdev Goswami before leaving and completely educated him and given him the proper knowledge and then given. Then we have example of like Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit is the ideal father, but sometimes like people say that when his son has died, what is his fatherlihood? Srivas Pandit is a lover of, has deep love of like Krishna, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing Sankirtan at his house, that time Srivas Pandit doesn't want to disturb the Lord, and that much like a love he has for Krishna, Mr. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he apparently doesn't told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his son has passed 3 hours back. And then another example is Sivanand Sen. When Sivanand Sen is like taking the yatra, at that time when Nityananda Prabhu became hungry and he wanted to have some food, but when Sivananda Sen came back, he directly kicked Sivanand Sen on his chest and he cursed that your son may die. At that time Sivananda Sen caught that like a lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, and he told Lord Nityananda that is, I am extremely sorry that because of me you have to suffer so much. At that time he was not asking forgiveness. Please forgive and please save my sons and take your curse back. At that time he is saying that I am very sorry because you have been like fasting for so much because I am not there. That is example of father. He is not caring for the like that much son. He is not having a material affection to his sons, but he actually caring for the Lord. Then we have ideal example of Gaur Mohande. Gaur Mohande, throughout his life, he is just wanted to invite so many sadhus and feed them and like, ask the boon that please bless me that my son became a great devotee of Srimati Radhanani. And that is the he also Gaur Mohande is also a devotee, is also initiated, but still he trained nicely Prabhupada, so that like in future he became good devotee of the Lord. So what is the example of like a not so good father and mother? We have example of Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana. Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana is ideal example of not good father, not good son. Duryodhana throughout his life wanted to be an example of perfectly perfectly wrong like a child. From his birth, he actually wanted to become an enjoyer and wanted to finish all the persons who will come in the way of his ascending to the throne. And Dhritarashtra, at the birth of Duryodhana, he has been told that you should renounce his son and you should actually give up your son. But Dhritarashtra, throughout the life, at the end of the life also, he cannot able to give his affection for Duryodhana. And another example of not good so father is Daksha. Daksha throughout his life wanted to all have material enjoyment only. But when his daughter has been married to Lord Shiva, he doesn't respect Lord Shiva. And at the end of the pastimes, he has to actually give his life and actually give his daughter also because of not properly honoring the Vaishnava. And then another example of a son, who is the best example of son is Lord Ramchandra. Lord Chandra, Ramchandra, from his birth till he is on the planet of the earth, he always followed the example of ideal son. When he has, in the age of 14, when he has to be ascended next day as a king, and that night he has been told that you have to renounce everything and you have to go to the forest and you have to be there for 14 years. And after that, there is no guarantee that he will become again a king or like that. But without uttering any words, he just renounced everything and started going to the forest. Today, many parents, they always, while for finalizing their will, they always keep some portion with them and rest of them distributed to their sons, because they always have a doubt that maybe that his son will not take care of their children nicely. So here Nani also, there is that same example has happened. The person has given everything to all their children. Next day, no children wanted to, they have three children. No children wanted to take responsibility of their father and mother. Then some people collected the money and they employed him in the flour mill. And how that person is living their life. And there are many examples in our, you always must have heard in our relatives or distant relatives or in your friend circle, that people are taking the money, they are taking the education from their father, mother, all the money. They become graduated, father, mother not enjoyed anything and wanted to their children have best facility of education. But after the father and mother become old, people doesn't want to take that responsibility of father and mother. So Ram has not uttered a single word. Ram has actually become a best son, best brother, best husband. And so when Bharat Maharaj, after coming from the Lanka, he told Hanumana that give the news to Bharat Maharaj that actually I am coming in the Ayodhya. And he says that while giving the news, you just see the eyes of Bharat Maharaj. What he feels, actual feeling of any person, if you give some good news or bad news, that feeling will we can come to know by seeing their eyes. And Lord Ram told Hanuman that see his eyes. If he is happy, then I will come to Ayodhya and be there. If he is not happy, then I will renounce this kingdom also and I will go to somewhere else. So that is, Lord Ram has become a perfect brother. Now people are fighting for so many court cases. If you go to the small city like Nasik, sometimes I go for some work, we go to the court, Kachari. There are n number of lawyers who is waiting there and there are n number of people is having form with them. All the forms and everything is just, there is not, India is not the place that people will, I have spoken something to bad words, even the people will case on me. People will immediately will like say bad things to you, and people will so, if you hit the car, people will not going to kiss. All the cases in India is only for the land and the property. 90% cases is there from, and the whole court cases are pending with that cases, everything because of land and property. And who is the people who is fighting for the land? They are only the relatives. That is means Lord Ram, when the kingdom, total kingdom has been taken from him, still he has not said any word, and after coming back, still he has not claiming that actually I am the eldest son and this kingdom should be mine. Not an inch of land is demanding. Then the another the perfect another in the verse is the husband. Who is a perfect example of husband? We can take example of Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni, throughout the life, he is renounced, and by Devoti staying beside Kardama Muni also got renunciation. But at the some years, she wanted to have some children so that their dynasty should go on. So that time Kardama Muni given him 9 daughters, but she still say that I want a son. But Kardama Muni says that while Devoti asking for son, Kardama Muni at that time only said that as soon as you will budget the son, I will give up the family life and I will renounce it. That means before entering in the Grahastha Ashram, Kardama Muni is planning for the renunciation. And many people after spending years and years of life in the Grahastha Ashram, still they doesn't plan for the renunciation. Many people nowadays collect more and more fund, more and more property, and more and more bank balance, so that at the end, when they get retired, they should enjoy or they should visit different places and follow there. Nobody is collecting the money or nobody is accumulating money so that at the end of the life, I can be in the dham and will spend my the rest of the life in serving Lord and associating devotee. But we have some examples in Govardhanaku village. There are many people who have renounced their actual everything and come and staying in Govardhanaku village or different dham. And they're spending their end of life by serving or becoming more and more Krishna consciousness. So many people say that you should be accumulate more and more money, but we should have only one goal in life, that you should accumulate that money so that at the some period of time, we should able to use that money and be situated in one place and practice your Krishna consciousness nicely. Then another example of good husband and wife is Lakshman and Urmila. Urmila is ideal wife. Though Lakshmana has not been told that you have to go to forest, still Lakshmana goes, and Urmila doesn't have any objection that Lakshmana going to serve his a brother. Today's society, every wife and every the family which is living together, they always want that you should not serve or you should not be with your, you should have your own independent everything. Nobody likes their husband to serve their brothers. He wanted to always have separate. Lakshmana and the Urmila has given permission Lakshman to go and serve Lord Ram nicely. So that is the ideal example of that. Then then again the next case comes is mother. So who is best mother? So Suniti is the best mother, we can see from the Shastra. So when Dhruva Maharaj decided that I should assume the kingdom more than my great grandfather, then at that time Suniti gave him that you should go to the forest, and from after going that, if you do tapasya, then Lord will be pleased with you and Lord will give everything what you want. But at that time Suniti wanted Dhruva Maharaj to get do tapasya and surrender to Lord. So that is ideal mother. He's telling whatever you want, Lord will going to give you. So children and mother should always take care that their son should become a proper devotee of Lord, and they should guide their son to Lord. Another example is like Kunti, as becoming a best mother. Kunti throughout his life, like though having so much difficulty, still after going through so much difficulty, she always like wanted Lord as his like worshipable Krishna, as his worshipable Lord, and he guided all his sons to become take the shelter of the Lord Krishna throughout their life. He never told that like though you are like taking so much shelter of Krishna, still you are not like getting away from your difficult life. She not guided like them to worship some another Lord so that they will like go difficulty. Many times like after coming to the devotional life and going through difficult situation, many people say that like many people come to think that like because you are not worshipping like this much like another dynasty like kula devata or this much, because of that you are like getting some so much difficulty in your life, you should worship them. So Kunti Maharani never says that like because of your karma, because if you are not worshipping kula devata, because of not doing anything, you are like suffering like this. She never told herself or to his sons that we are getting difficulty because not worshipping Krishna. She always guided them to the another one example is Devyuti. Devyuti, though the mother of Kapil Dev, still she is taking instruction from Kapil Dev. So sometimes for the father mother it is very difficult to take instruction from their sons. If their sons becomes the their sons progress in the devotional life, so but Devyuti, though wife of Kardamani, so much great renowned sage, and though wife of Kapil, the mother of Kapil Dev, still she wanted to hear from Kapil Dev. So this can be seen this is rare cases that mother wants to hear from their sons. The another example is of Mother Sachi. So Mother Sachi, he always wanted she is the mother of Lord Chaitanya. So she always wanted to Lord Chaitanya to become a very good devotee of the Lord. There is relatives. So many times relatives stops people from taking shelter of Krishna. Relatives has so much influence that they think that if this person became Krishna conscious, if this person renounce in Krishna consciousness, then what will happen to our image? And that is not the case. When Brahman Patni wanted to surrender to Lord, then the Brahman Patni, whole the community is thinking that if this Brahman Patni goes and surrender to Lord, then what will happen to our community? Then another example, another section is demigods. So if somebody falls in this category, then they should also behave in proper way. Otherwise, people will also question. Many people's question Vedic Shastra based on the activities of different demigods, what they have done. If many people doesn't know actually what Indra has actually done, we only discuss in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And because of that, reading that, we come to know that Indra has done this many things. If Indra is considered to be a leader of the demigod, the king of the demigod, and if people start questioning that the king of the demigod is doing so many things, then what the gods you have? Many people doesn't know that Indra has done this activity, that activity, that activity, that activity. But being Indra, just like Indra in Ayla's pastime, he should not have to do as being a demigod. Demigod position is offered to a person who should be highly, have very high caliber of good qualities, good behavior, and good pious activities. But Indra has given the position, but still, like in the Isleless case, we have seen that in the Prithu Maharaj's sacrifice, he has stolen the horse. He always have, if somebody is like a greatly renowned, greatly knowledge, he has given some high position, then he should not be attached to that position if he has high knowledge. That position has been offered to him just for some service. But Indra has been attached to that position. So he stole, might be his position will be stolen away. That's why he is stealing the horse from Prithu Maharaj in Govardhan Leela. When his worship has been stopped, at that time he wanted to destroy everybody in the Vrindavan by pouring showers of the rains. So if somebody has been given a very good position, that means he should be sensitive. If he is, Indra is not sensitive to all the human beings, all the cows and all the living entities, like just the trees, plants, birds and everything. He just wanted to take his revenge because he has not been given respect. Everything for Indra is just for the respect, all Govardhan Leela. And this thing is not expected from him. Then he has become a negligible. He has shown negligence while in the worship of his spiritual master. When Brihaspati came, he has not offered the obeisances. That is not expected from the great saint, a great person like Brihaspati. Then he offended the Durvasabani, not honoring his garland. Then after that, he has done a very big crime that a disciple, a demigod, or nobody should do. That is killing his own spiritual master. That is, the thing is not expected from a great person. So we may be in this material world, either we are like a spiritual master, either we are disciple, either we are householder, either we are father, anything or any walking people, the people always expect some sort of qualification or some sort of discipline, some sort of care and concern for somebody. If somebody comes in the temple hall and we are talking in different activities or we are talking in different language, knowingly, unknowingly, if somebody hears, the first impression of him will start from there. So people can carry any impression from any person to any level, different activities. Means what impression one person had gone. Sometimes a person, one person comes and he gets some bad experience. Then he goes and tells his family. His family going to tell his whole community. And his whole community will going to think about a particular organization like that. So that is big influence of thing. And if somebody goes on street and is in normal clothes, and if he does some activity, nobody will that doesn't going to matter to a big amount of people. But if somebody started wearing Tulsi Mala and applied Tilak and have bead bag, then people will started leave about the clothes. If somebody has Kanti Mala and Tilak and bead bag in hand, people consider him as saintly. And how they behave, it doesn't matter to them, but you should always behave improperly. That is what people always expect. So applying tilaka, having bead bag and wearing kantiwala is itself enough for having a responsible character. So if somebody does, that's why just like in Nasik, a month back, I'm just standing at gift shop and there is one person came and the lady is asking that I want 4 rounds kantiwala. The 1 round, 2 round, 3 round, 4 round, and that girl is around 14 years or 14 to 16 year age, and the person standing on the gift shop, he asking that who is your counselor, and who has told you to wear that 4 rounds of kantiwala, and that person started telling that. If you doesn't have a proper counselor, if you doesn't have taken diksha, or if you wear this kanti mala, and if you do wrong activity, then there is very, very karmic reaction. You might go have to go to the hell for Nika doing that activity. That person is totally uneducated, and he must have heard somewhere something. That person is not so much advanced in his Krishna consciousness, and he started advising that lady. And that lady immediately started removing his single kanti mala and wanted to give that kanti mala back. And she says that if such thing is there, I don't want this also. Then I'm standing here and I'm here. Then it take me about half an hour to convince that, tell that lady, actually he doesn't want to say this, he doesn't have to educate her. And she is coming with her own family and she said that I'm just coming here for the second time and I have to hear all this. Means that if that lady has gone from there, then afterwards there might be a chances or not chances that she will again visit Nika temple again. So where we appoint as a somebody, just like in giving charnamrit, giving prasad, somebody in book stall, somebody any seva, anything related to any temple activity, if that person is not being properly, then that will cost the image of whole organization. So that is the responsibility of whom? Each and everyone who is there in the society. And sometimes people see in us in proper dhoti kurta, and sometimes people see in pant shirts. And people by chance may it be chances that they have seen behaving differently here and differently outside. That also will question about the society, that sometimes you're behaving like this and sometimes behaving like this. So that is the responsibility. So here in the purport that Apmani Acharya Prabhu Jivare Sikai, that Achar is always the principle that whether you are here, whether you are not here, or whether in the association surrounded by the devotees or not surrounded by the devotees, our behavior and our actions, our thought and our any dealings should be always have the consideration in the back of the mind that we are representing someone. Either we are representing guru or we are representing the parampara, or we're representing some society, or representing our father, mother. That should be always. And people always have a habit to quote a person, or always have a habit to judge a person based on the connection he has. So that is the responsibility we should have for everyone. So thank you very much for giving the opportunity to share something on Srimad Bhagavatam. Nirantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.